This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Carlinville FFA Alumni Group is hosting their first annual dinner auction this Saturday as a fundraiser for the Carlinville High School FFA chapter. Molly Rosentrader, an alumni member, says the tickets can be purchased in multiple locations, and the event will include both a silent and live auction, a buffet dinner, and a cash bar.
Carlinville FFA alumni is having a dinner auction January 21st. We will be doing a silent and a live auction and getting everybody in the community together to start supporting our alumni and our FFA in Carlinville. The alumni has been active for many years and has recently kind of had a boost in energy, and we decided to do a dinner auction for the kids. We're going to start raising some money to go towards scholarships, to help with trips and activities, and then also for general needs of the ag kids in Carlinville.
Well, sounds like a great event and a great way to help support the local FFA chapter, which if you're alumni, most of you were probably members of that and participated in high school. So I guess we'll talk some details about the dinner auction. Where is this taking place and where can people buy tickets?
Yes, absolutely. Like I said, it's January 21st and it is being held at the Carlinville Elks Lodge. It begins at 5:30. With a silent auction beginning at the same time. We will have a catered buffet dinner from FEMA's starting at 6:30, and then we're going to have a live auction at 8. You can purchase tickets from any of the FFA alumni members, as well as from Matt Slidham up at CNB at the main bank in Carlinville.
Has the alumni group had any other events? I know first time for the dinner auction, but do you have any social outings or things that would prompt people, hey, I would like to join and get involved?
Absolutely. We have done several fundraisers at events around Carlinville, mostly agricultural events. We have a large tractor drive in the summer that ends at McClintock's. We do a couple other events as well with the kids. And what we're trying to do is kind of get a boost in our alumni to, like I said, support the kids again and maybe raise some more awareness. So at this dinner auction, it's not only for the auction, but it's also just to get our ag community together, our agribusiness community together, show them what we're doing, show them who the kids are, show them what they need, and how we can better serve them.
And as we talked a little bit before we started the interview, FFA organizations, the schools, they're struggling for funding, especially with all the issues we've had with the state budget. So this is really a way, if people are interested in supporting them, that they can do that.
Absolutely. The kids had the opportunity last year to tour Monsanto. They did an extensive tour there and found out lots of areas that they can go into for careers. So we have helped support that. We've also helped support them going to the national convention as well as the state convention. There's just lots of areas that we can help fund them, that we can take the burden off of them or their parents or the school and kind of really get them involved in ag. There's so many opportunities for them in sports and lots of other clubs. We'd like to help them keep focused on agriculture and some of the trades to better further their careers in life.
Yeah, give them some ideas of what's available when they do graduate high school. As far as the members of the alumni, I know you said you want to have this auction to get people together to get some common ideas. Do you have a pretty big group now, or is it just a few of you?
We do have a large group now. We've been meeting religiously for probably a year and a half, and there's normally anywhere from 15 to 25 people there. And everyone is very involved, very active, and very encouraging. And we would like to grow that number as well. It's just a really great program for the kids and for the future kids at Carlinville.
Sounds like it. If someone would want to attend those meetings, I assume get in contact with one of the officers or another member?
Absolutely. They're also on a Facebook page under Carlinville FFA Alumni, as well as advertised in the paper, or get a hold of any of the members or the officers. And that's another place that you can also get tickets for this. Myself, Jane Channer, she works up at FSA. A lot of people know her. Ann Stillwell is very involved in the community. She is our secretary. Kevin Groves, he farms out north of town. He is the president Fred Emery, he is located east of town, and that's our vice president. And then Matt Slidham, who works at CNB, he's our treasurer this year. So that's just six of the people that you can get tickets from, as well as many others.
Well, sounds great, Molly. I'm so happy you came in to talk about this. And if you would just remind us again the date and location and what time things get started for the dinner auction.
Absolutely. It's the Carlinville FFA Alumni First Annual Dinner Auction. It will be held at the Carlinville Elks Lodge on January 21st. It's a Saturday evening. The doors will open at 5:30. We'll start the buffet at 6:30 and then have the silent auction and the live auction in between. There will be tickets sold. They're $20 a piece. 12 and under is $15. And then they will have a live cash bar there for everyone to enjoy. And hopefully there will just be a lot of fellowship in the ag community and a lot of encouragement for these students at Carlinville.
Carlinville FFA alumni member Molly Rosentrater. And we'll be back with more ag news after these messages. The chair of the U.S. House Environmental Subcommittee, Illinois Republican John Shimkus, says he'll use all options to kill the Obama EPA's Waters of the U.S. rule that's still held up in the courts. Shimkus acknowledges it's a lot easier for the House GOP majority to pass regulatory reform and repeal measures on party line votes than the Senate, where filibuster rules will force Republicans to secure 60 votes to advance such bills. The House has already passed three reform measures. But Shimkus says his panel will, quote, take the lead on reining in the EPA and other agencies, and also on dismantling Obama administration rules like Waters of the U.S. that hamper agriculture, coal production, and other sectors.
Well, we're going to continue to go at it any way we can. Part of the success of a conservative majority was the frustration by the public over the overzealousness of federal agencies. It's really across the board, whether it's the FCC or communications issues, or it's the SEC, or it's the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, or it's EPA.
Shimkus says moves to revoke the Obama WOTUS rule will win support even from some rural state Democrats who depend on the farm vote.
There are 7 to 8 senators who are in competitive states. And I know one across the Mississippi River from mine that the WOTUS would be hard to oppose.
But Shimkus says the White House will also be very involved, especially on WOTUS and likely in the courts.
If the administration, and I believe they will, if they decide not to defend the case and the case falls apart and doesn't stand, and we can walk away with a victory there, we'd be happy with that, because really we need to save as much time, especially on the Senate side, for floor time.
Shimkus says Republicans could also use the appropriations process to defund WOTUS, but adds that would only win his side temporary delays of 1 year at a time. In other news, new legislation introduced into the Senate this week would enforce the proper labeling on imitation dairy products, drawing positive response from the International Dairy Foods Association and the National Milk Producers Federation. The organizations both said in statements that proper steps need to be taken to defend the integrity of current federal food labeling standards, preventing the misbranding of what they call dairy imitators. A MilkBusiness.com article says Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin introduced the Dairy Pride Act with the goal of protecting food labeling standards, requiring the Food and Drug Administration to enforce the requirements. Those federal standards say that dairy products like milk and cheese must come from dairy animals. The Baldwin legislation would require the FDA to issue guidance for nationwide enforcement of these standards within the next 90 days. National Milk Producers President Jim Mulhern says the FDA has turned a blind eye to federal law that says milk comes from animals and not vegetables or nuts. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.